cattle futures broke limit lower on Monday. The JBS plant in Greeley is closing for 2 weeks. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 14th of April. Cattle futures closed limit lower amid light trade and declining open interest on Monday, pressured by mounting concerns about beef packing production amid COVID-19. More on that momentarily. So, live cattle futures closed $3 lower and feeder cattle futures closed $4.50 lower. Wholesale beef values were higher on good demand and moderate heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.93 higher Monday afternoon at $225.86 a hundredweight. Select was $3.07 higher at $211.40. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed 5 to 9 cents lower through March of 21, and then mostly 2 to 3 cents lower. With just a couple of auctions to report at press time, prices were mixed and offerings continued lighter than usual. There were just 3,500 head at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where feeder steers that were front-end reputation cattle sold steady to $2 lower. The remainder of the feeder cattle traded $3 to $5 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, though, steer calves sold steady to $3 higher, and yearling steers sold steady. Heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds sold steady, and then $3 to $10 higher at heavier weights. There were 3,084 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Monday amid another volatile day of trade. On the one hand, investors continued to show optimism concerning COVID-19 progress. On the other, there's plenty of wariness as quarterly corporate earnings season ramps up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 328 points lower. The broader S&P 500 closed 28 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 38 points. JBS closed its Greeley, Colorado plant on Friday for a deep cleaning and will be closed for 2 weeks, according to the Colorado Governor's Office. With the information available at the time, Cattle Current reported yesterday that JBS intended to be closed for 2 days this week. According to a statement from the Governor's Office, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and Weld County Public Health are working with JBS to design an aggressive testing and containment strategy so they can continue their critical work, which ranchers and consumers rely on. Governor Polis has prioritized the Colorado National Guard to provide logistical support for testing so the plant can safely start up again. According to Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments, the U.S. meat industry faces unprecedented threats as COVID-19 sweeps through labor forces at meat processing facilities nationwide. He explains production of beef, pork, and poultry are simultaneously threatened as COVID-19 infections affect labor availability and processing capacity in multiple facilities across all meat industries. Peel adds that reduced processing capacity could cause backups in live animal supplies if animals can't be processed in a timely fashion. The severity of impacts will depend on specific situations and locations, he says, but could include costly delays in holding animals until slaughter, backlogs in production facilities, or even disposal of animals. Peel points to last week's estimated cattle slaughter as an indication that production was already beginning to slow. USDA estimated slaughter for the week ending April 11th at 536,000 head, which was more than 14% less than the previous week and almost 16% less than the same week last year, according to Peel. Fed cattle slaughter was down, as was cow and bull slaughter. Bottom line, Peel says this predicament could result in a situation not previously seen in the beef industry. Unlike the wake of last summer's packing plant fire, when there was relatively little decrease in overall cattle slaughter as production was shifted to other plants and Saturday slaughter increased, he says plant closure or reduced change speeds across multiple plants may make it impossible to keep up with slaughter. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 14th of April. Remember, you can find a weekly summary and highlights at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.